it's about time. Good morning, Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, it's about time. Good morning, Lagos. How are you doing? It's been a very beautiful week. And today we have one more lady that I've been missing back in the crew.
Yay.
Fancy Nancy.
Hello. Good morning, Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
All right. What's up, Lagos? I'm Mary Anna Cone. As usual, from now till 12 o'clock, we're lighting up your day. We know a lot of you are at the filling stations this morning. I saw a lot of cars queuing up to get fuel.
Yeah.
And we are here for you to keep you company all through that wait while you are getting set to get your fuel. And it's very interesting that they say there is fuel.
But where
but
is
it's
it?
Difficult to find it.
There are a lot of commuters stranded like at the bus stop. Like I saw a lot of people today and I wanted to help. But you know, this is Lagos because you're scared of letting people into your car. Like who would you let in? Who would you not let in? Like... It was really sad this morning.
Well, I'd just like to let you know, in the studio this morning, I have my pink Barbie. Feta.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, and we are getting you set for the day. For those of you who are already at work, we're here to keep you company, bring the best of conversation and arguments if need be, and of course, talk some sense into you. Yes, you can say that because you see, I like to be the voice of reasoning. I like people to see me as the voice of reasoning. And sometimes I'm the voice of reasoning to me. Because sometimes my brain used to touch.
That's the best.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning from wherever you're listening to us from. Welcome to the show. It's What's Up, Lagos. Ladies, I need that energy for this morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So I've seen so many interesting stories this morning, I don't even know where to start. But it's the feel of Lagos. We're going to get to find out what's happening with you, where you are. But we know, like we said, majority of you are trying to queue up for fuel. But while we queue for fuel, I'd like for us to think about some things. I've had a lot of marriage talk in my ear. Yesterday, we were talking about one.
Yes.
Feta.
Yeah. Do you want to bring it up or are you going to?
We're going to talk about it today.
All right.
And the most interesting for me is the fact that Lagos State Government has sacked a judge that allegedly dissolved a marriage and snatched the wife of a complainant.
Snatched.
The judge.
She said the judge. I said snatched.
The judge took the wife?
In a minute, we're going to look at the papers and get you to see it.
Wow.
The judge took the wife?
Allegedly. Yes.
She was taken.
She was snatched.
She was snatched.
That's the news.
Snatchee was snatched.
From her husband's house.
No, not from my husband's house now.
From my husband's end.
Hence.
My name is Mary Anna Cone. Fancy Nancy Feta, together with me, are going to make sure that you enjoy this Wednesday morning. And you know, Wednesday nights are for the ladies. So we start now to give the ladies, you know, a little prop up for the night. You know, if the rains will let us have some fun tonight.
The rains had better.
Okay, so amongst that, we're going to be talking about why people get married later on the show. Why do you get married? Why do you think you should get married? What makes you know that it's time to get married? And if you are married, are you happy? The reason why you got married, is it still the reason why you're staying married? A lot of questions
These
to be answered.
Deep.
I know. Welcome to the show, Lagos. Call in. We want to get the feel of Lagos this morning. Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993. And of course, you could also join the conversation 01465-7190. We want to hear and feel Lagos from your perspective. It's still the feel of Lagos, ladies and gentlemen. We want to hear your thoughts this morning about the issue of marriage. But then we want to talk about this judge that has been sacked by Lagos State, the Lagos State government because of his involvement, allegedly, in the breakup of a marriage. I will give you more details on this. But what's up, Lagos? Call in with the... The passcode. Okay, Fancy Nancy really needs to hear the story. So let me go in. Let me go deep. Okay. Now, the headline here is that the Lagos State government has fired a customary court judge, Mr. Ishola Razaki Adeyemi, who allegedly dissolved a marriage and snatched the wife of the complainant, Mr. Olayemi Ayeni. I will give you details. Just call me. Let's talk about it.
Was it love at first fight? Love at first sight? First sight during the court proceedings. What exactly happened? Did he just fall in love with her? Like every time she came to court, he's like, oh my God, I like her.
Okay, so let me give you a bit of background, ladies and gentlemen. So in a viral video, Ayeni was seen narrating how Adeyemi, who allegedly had interest in his wife, dissolved their union and denied him access to his children.
What?
Now, according to Ayeni, when he protested the development, Adeyemi, who got him arrested by the police and was subsequently transferred to Kirikiri Prison in Lagos. He said trouble started in his home when his wife started disrespecting him after he invested 5 million naira in her business.
Okay.
According to the complainant, the wife packed out of the house and rented an apartment close to him. He said he had filed for divorce, which the magistrate granted and subsequently impregnated his wife.
What? It gets deeper.
Oh, yes.
How you're reading this without any sadness in your voice.
I'm the one breaking this story.
Wait, he took the complainant's wife and still got her pregnant.
It gets more interesting. Okay. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Now, according to the complainant, he says, and I quote, "I had an issue with my wife. She moved out of the house. She rented an apartment very close to my house. I've put 5 million naira into her business to establish a school. Greatest Kiddies Foundation," he says. "So, the success of the business caused a problem in the family. I could not control her again." End of quote. So after 10 months, I took her to court, thinking that I'll be able to resolve this matter through an alternative dispute resolution.
How sad.
Here comes the judge. The judge, Dr. Ishola Azakiz Adeyemi, hurriedly dissolved my marriage and got my woman impregnated 3 months after the dissolution of the marriage. The woman, she's now carrying 9 months pregnancy for that man. That's the judge. What really pained me? That in the ruling, this man denied me access to my children.
Wow. Did the wife know the judge prior to this court
case?
That's
what I was just
These
thinking.
Are questions that the wife needs to answer.
Yeah, but were they in a relationship before the court case? And for the love of God, if you knew your wife had a thing with a judge, how do you sit before him?
No,
he had no clue, I'm guessing.
It. He didn't know about it.
Maybe the woman knew and she was like, God, I'll put you in my keys.
I mean, that was the confirmation she needed for me to move out.
Wait, Fata, maybe she was in a relationship with this judge and he's like, we're going to court. And he serves her and she's like, she sees the name of the judge and she's we're going to court.
You went
my
to report
guy.
Me to my guy.
We're going to court.
Okay.
I like how both of you are not.
We're just trying to like.
Yeah,
like,
because
for real,
it doesn't make sense.
So you see the headline; it sounds outrageous. It sounds utterly ridiculous. But then, when you read the story, it even gets more and
Shocking.
More interesting and deeper.
She's pregnant,
and she's 9 months pregnant for this judge. Now, the Lagos State government has somewhat dismissed this judge. Because they think that this is a malpractice of sorts.
Exactly.
And there's a conflict of interest. So you shouldn't sit over
Absolutely.
A case where you already have an interest.
Yes. Yeah.
But then we want to hear your thoughts, Lagos.
But are we sure the judge had an interest? Did they know each other prior to this case? Maybe they fell in love during the court proceedings.
But you heard my story. Well, if you did, then you should recuse yourself. I'm not much of a lawyer, but you should recuse yourself
whenever she came to court. He's just like, oh my gosh, she's so cute.
I mean,
recuse yourself.
That was even inappropriate. For him to even look at her and she looks good. That was wrong.
Exactly. Well, that's why we want to hear your thoughts this morning. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. We want to hear your thoughts. Join us on WhatsApp. We'd like to take your messages. And you can tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. And of course, you can send us messages on other socials. Join the conversation. Don't forget the passcode. Oh, sorry about that. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
For the first time,
No. What is the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Yes, Cheers to Life. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Okay, my name is Ben. I'm calling from Lecce Phase 1.
All right, Ben, go ahead.
For the first time I ever go through to your line.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. We're glad to have you.
So many topical issues I would like to always contribute, but I've never been able
to. It's your lucky day, sir.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this story is really heart-wrenching, and it's I can't just imagine. But now the thing is, right? I understand and I feel the pains of this gentleman. Mm. All right. Mm. And hello.
Yeah. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I feel his pain, but it just shows you clearly what success, right, can actually bring upon a human being. Now, this goes to men and women, you know, in likewise terms. But you see that for a woman to be successful is great. But for her to actually be tamed, you know, when she's successful,
sorry.
To another.
I'm sorry. You know? What do you mean tamed? Tamed? Is she an animal?
No, but I'm just talking about the fact that she just
when a man is successful, is he tamed?
Of course. No, see, that's exactly
what I
think.
Does the woman tame a man when he's successful? Can
she? No. I have just said that it applies to men and women likewise. I said so, right?
Yes, but that's why I'm asking. If a man gets successful, who tames him?
Of course. No, see, let me tell you. Now, a lot of things play, and that's the place of counsel. Right? Mm-hmm. That's a place of self-discipline. Mm-hmm. That's a place of realizing and really understanding the fact that, you know, you came from somewhere.
Okay.
Do you get it? Mm-hmm. So here is my take. Now, for this man, it's okay that he should just let this woman go.
Okay. All right, don't forget, you have just 1 minute when you call. Let's get straight to the point. It's great once in a while that we can have this back and forth.
Yeah.
But you see, it might be semantics,
I
but
think
tame.
What he's trying to say is that some women, when they become successful, tend to disrespect their spouse.
Yes.
But it shouldn't. Like, I don't feel it's the women becoming disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I feel it's the men becoming insecure that the woman is making probably more than you are making.
Well,
is it insecurity of the men? It's not the woman. So they perceive the women as being disrespectful because she has become successful. Let's take, for instance, like if the richest woman in Africa, in Nigeria, and we all know her. We all know who she is.
Okay.
So I don't think her husband would say one day, oh, she's disrespectful.
You don't think?
Because there's been nothing in the news. There's been no controversy about that marriage anyway.
I get that part.
Right? She's still married, as far as we know.
And loves her husband.
And loves her husband and is a good Christian. Like, she's a submissive wife from what we see, right? So I don't see the man coming up to say, because my wife is the richest woman in Africa or in Nigeria, then she is now, she needs to be tamed.
So you're saying that
is the insecurity
the time,
of the man.
It's the low self-esteem.
Yeah, exactly.
That begs a question.
I think you want to differ.
If two people are in a relationship and one person feels insecure, do you think it's the other person's role or responsibility to make the other person feel more secure by probably, I don't know, what's the reassurance?
If you perceive that your partner or your spouse is beginning to feel insecure, you could say something to your partner. Mm. But it's not, I don't think it's in your place to now begin to want to massage the ego. Or like, dude, it's your problem.
But you know that
I'm not disrespecting
you. But you know that
you.
The man likes his ego to be massaged once in a while, you know?
It's very
fragile.
You come home, there's hot meal on the table.
What if there's not that?
There's all the wifely duties are being met. You know what I'm talking about. You are all right, sir. What's the issue?
Oh,
you know that on your birthday, I buy you a Mercedes Benz. Like
Nancy,
what else do you want?
Nancy, how do you know that he's all right?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to know.
Like, what if
the man didn't add in his complaint?
He doesn't have to say everything now.
That how wifely duties.
But you see, you have picked on something that is very interesting. But before we get to that. Talking about the ego of men.
Yes.
I don't think it's always that. I think that the person who has a bad character has always had a bad character. You fell in love with the person.
Absolutely.
And then you have closed your eyes to all of those things.
Absolutely.
In hopes that love will conquer it all.
Absolutely.
And then she now has money, or you made her rich, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it now is becoming more and more conspicuous. Then you say, oh, money has changed.
Bridge sister,
yeah,
bridge.
True.
It's always been there.
Yeah. It's always been there. Overlooked it. Exactly.
Ah, well, more calls coming in. 0700-993-993-993. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, God, there's no energy. Please, give us energy. Go.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Yes, ladies. This is Mr. Oluchi calling from Ojo.
Okay, Mr. Oluchi, quickly, because we are almost out of time.
Yeah, the truth of it is this. There is something. Let me use my wife as an example.
Go ahead.
Whenever she has money in her, there is this ego that is always come up on her. And me personally, I have known that. So many women, there is this ego whenever there is more money on them. When you listen to the story you read, it is this man that funded this woman business.
Mm-hmm.
But now the ego come up on her. You see, it's always in some women, not all.
I'm sorry, where did the ego come from to come upon her?
See, the real truth I've never been told. What really happened inside?
Unfortunately, we have to quickly go. We have to end this call because we have a very important announcement. And Feta, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so this information is coming straight to you from OctaFX. Hey people, so you're welcome to another episode of today's program, and boy, we do have exciting news for you. There's an awesome show happening every Wednesday right here on Nigeria Info. It will be hosting Ambrose Ebuka, an expert forex trader and OctaFX ambassador, who will be educating us on forex beginner essentials. The show is packed with a lot of lessons and full fun. And the best part is, we'll be rewarding active listeners with interesting prizes every week. So to all my savvy investors in the house, here's your chance to get on your way to financial freedom, as our wonderful people at OctaFX are making the path to the financial market very clear for you. Join us every Wednesday at 10:45, I mean today, and let's learn together. That's all. Marianne.
Okay, well, it's still what's up, Lagos. I need to hear that energy this morning. There has to be a burst of it. There's less traffic on the road. Nancy, I'm sure that you enjoyed your ride here today. It wasn't so bad, was it?
For a lack of a better word, and we'll just stick with enjoy.
Okay, well, we'll quickly take a few more thoughts before we go on a break. All right, somebody sent us a message here on WhatsApp. I want to quickly take that message before we go back to the phone lines. This one says, it's very possible that that judge didn't know the woman beforehand. I guess the judge in his mind was thinking, man, you want to divorce this beautiful, hardworking woman?
Exactly.
Instead of working out your relationship? Why me there, yeah? No get, I no get somebody for my hood life. I beg, what do you want? I'm just wondering why he would think that. But, I mean, there's too many things. We could sit here and imagine why the judge would have gotten involved
in
this situation.
I bet he fell in love with her during
that proceeding. You know, whatsoever.
Like,
anyway, we have more messages. Let me see if I can quickly take this one. This one says, that was never a marriage. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because the way she left, right?
Yeah, he said that was never a marriage in the first place. Well, we got to go. We got some messages for you when we come back. We're still talking. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is a song by Omalay, trying to understand what goes on with some women.
Well, he thought they were in this together.
He gave her his last card to spend. Anyway, Lagos, this is the show that brings you the best of mornings. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
It's Ladies Wednesday on the show, baby.
Yes,
it's Ladies Wednesday. We're taking over the show this morning. So we're talking about this judge that allegedly took another man's wife, in fact, a complainant in his court.
Yeah.
Impregnated her, and she's 9 months pregnant.
Wahala, no too much.
And so we're asking you this morning, what exactly do you think of this story? Yes, the Lagos State government has dismissed this judge.
As they should.
Pending his hearing, because of course they would want to hear what would have led to this. Now, we're all making speculations. What could have led to this judge deciding to take this, you know, route, taking your complainant's wife. They came to you for some form of intermediary counsel or to get the case.
Fix your marriage.
And not necessarily fix, because fixing a marriage is not the judge's...
I think him to get a fair judgment.
Yes, he just wanted to see how he could deal with the issue with his wife, because he was trying to say, look, I put a lot of money in this business.
Thing we fix now.
Not the marriage.
No,
it's
not
just
fix
the situation.
The marriage. I don't think the guy was fishing. No, I don't think he was fishing for the marriage to be fixed.
So why is this a problem?
I think it was a proper dissolution.
I think if he wanted to fix his marriage, he would go to a counselor, a marriage counselor.
Not a court,
he would go to his pastor or his imam, whatever
it
is.
So then this whole situation is fair then.
Really?
It was for a proper dissolution of the marriage and probably for him to get something out of it.
He sought for a divorce. Yes, he sought for a divorce.
Yeah.
But it didn't look like the woman was forthcoming. As per the divorce.
But then
there were other issues, other matters arising. Now, what hurts the man is that he did not just take this woman, impregnate her.
Okay.
He's not allowed him access
to his children, which is not right.
Which is also, complicating the matter. And the man said, he did pay me.
I know if it's the understand.
So join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993, or you can call 01-465-7190. You can send us a message on WhatsApp and you can tweet at us at Nigeria Info. Join the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Sorry, let me have my radio.
Please,
what's up, Lagos?
Yes, just live.
Very interesting story. I've been listening to it. It's funny and it's interesting. He's judge number one. Maybe this is not the first time he's doing such a thing. Maybe because this one just came to
mind.
Oh, God. Very wrong of him. Secondly, the woman is not responsible enough to be a married woman in the first place.
Wow.
This is the height of it. How can you? This judge will be judged by God Almighty.
The highest judge.
Upon women, upon women. Okay. You know, most men does it too. When you see a woman, maybe you are married, you have a wife, you are building your family, building. In most cases, I don't even know what is wrong with some women too. Because a man will take all his time to build a relationship, build a home. Another man will be somewhere eyeing the woman. The woman will be falling for the man. Meanwhile, when you leave the woman in a state of penury, the man will not have any interest in the woman. So this judge, in fact, I commended Lagos State Government number one. He should not be paid any of his benefit at all. He's very lucky that.
Okay, sorry about that. Is it a what? What?
But wait too. This man took his wife to court for dissolution of marriage, ain't it?
Yes.
The marriage has been dissolved. The woman is free to move on. Abby?
No, well, we're talking about the whole process.
The only bad part is
you have a point.
Yeah.
You have a point.
The only part where it gets dicey, Marianne, is because it was the judge that sat on the case.
So there's a conflict of interest, one.
Exactly.
But let's go back to the basis. He was only talking about the money that he put in the business. This was the genesis of the problem, which led to her moving
being
out of the
stubborn,
house, taking a room or an apartment close to where he lived. But then in the process of her doing that, the man still says, okay, since you have packed your load, I'll leave my house, you don't want to stay again. Okay, I go and, end his marriage.
Yeah.
Now, trying to do that, because I think that at the bottom of this, or at the core of this, is he wants some part of his money, maybe his seed money.
Exactly.
Given back to him or something.
Exactly.
I think he wanted some level of accountability.
Exactly.
But then it became worse in the process.
If it was some other guy that this lady, got pregnant for, it wouldn't be as much of...
I don't think it would hurt him the most.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have bothered because I think he went to that court ready to end the marriage.
And not just ready to end the marriage, to also get some kind of compensation.
Yes.
For the money he had put in the business.
Mm-hmm.
That is even making her buga in the first instance. Exactly.
So in this case, who is really at fault? Can we really blame the judge? People make advances at women every other day. You have a right to say no.
But you can't help who you fall in love with.
I have gotten out of a relationship and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to chill. I do not want to get into another relationship. This is my chill mode. Because at that point, I'm still trying to sort out some things with me or with that person.
Okay.
And so I could say, you know what? You're a really cool person, but now it's not the time. Could she have not done that? We're not sitting in judgment.
No,
I'm just
seriously,
saying.
Seriously, the auntie did not try.
Yes. So no, can we really say that this judge? Because
she
now the judge
see
is taking
any other person
yes,
to fall in love
something?
With.
Because now, hold on. Now the judge is taking the fall for not just her, but everything.
Mm-hmm.
She could have said no.
She succeeded in taking two men down, man. Like, she took two men down.
So, should we blame the judge? Should we blame the woman? Should we blame the man in the first place for dragging the money? You have given her the money, I've given her. Why are you dragging? Join the conversation.
What if we feel like the woman knew that the relationship with her husband had ended a long time before the relationship with the judge?
Could she not have waited?
I mean, at this point in time, it's safe to say that you went to court. The man went to court to dissolve the marriage, right? Yeah. So, at that point in time, I'm already free of you. I could start dating somebody else.
If
I want to be the woman for a second here, maybe she just felt like, well, love is happening to me. I mean, this could be wrong, but we found
love is happening to you with the judge that just signed your divorce.
See, at this
papers.
Point in time, the judge is actually the one to be blamed. Really not the woman.
No, I don't think he's
who
the
shares
judge.
The blame? Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. What's up, Lagos? Ah, we lost that call. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
No. Please turn down your radio and give us the passcode properly.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, Cheers to Life.
Cheers to Life. Hey. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Promise. I'm calling from Omule.
All right, go ahead, Promise.
Okay, sorry, I didn't really get to the crux of all the information, but I just... Well, from the discussions I've been hearing you guys have been on radio, so I just want to throw in some thoughts about the whole...
I'm so sorry, that call is very noisy. I think that's your car door and it's really distracting. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, Cheers to Life.
Cheers to Life.
How are you doing?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm fine. All right, concerning this matter, I think the lady is free to marry anybody she wants to marry.
Mm.
Yes, she's free at that moment.
Okay.
So the judge having this mindset of, this lady is going well, okay, even if the judge doesn't want to marry her, someone else wants to take her now.
Okay.
Yeah, but
so
must it be the judge?
What she wants to do. Please don't blame the lady.
Must it
don't
be the judge?
This is going to start taking care of children all by herself. What do you expect her to do at that moment? She has found another love,
But does she not know that if
it's one relationship? But does she another love?
Okay,
so
are you making a case for her, knowing that if a judge is sitting over your case, he cannot be biased in any way, let alone being in bed with you?
Okay. The only fault me I'm seeing in this matter is that the judge not allowing the man have the custody of the children. That's the fault I'm seeing.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. We want to hear from those on WhatsApp. We're seeing a lot of messages on WhatsApp, so let's quickly do justice to those messages. This one says, if the Lagos government is a bit reasonable, once it's obvious the judge is supposed to be stripped of his legal status completely and should be barred forever for any legal practice whatsoever, jailed also simultaneously, because this is an insult against the majesty of God. And he says he forgot this part.
But is this enough for them to derobe a judge? Is this enough?
Well, it's malpractice. Now,
we get that there's a
conflict
of
interest. Legal system.
Yeah, but
so
is it enough?
I do not know.
For them to do, like...
I don't know. This one is saying, I can't watch you guys in the studio via the app. Is there no such option? I do not think we're streaming right now. Adegoke from Lekki says, what's up, Lagos? I don't agree with your colleague. She shouldn't be generalizing. Don't use all men and all women, because we're not all... we're not and can never be the same. I know someone whose wife is richer than the man, but the man never felt insecure, or this woman feels too pompous. Upbringing and the fear of God is very paramount and is cutting down the wings of egos. By the way, the judge needs to be fired. Now, do kokoro de dua.
No, we didn't say, like, I think he got us wrong. We didn't say all men and all women. We said some men and some women. That's mm-hmm. what we said. We didn't generalize.
Mm. Okay, well, this one says, now, wow, why must it be a judge? It means the judge was biased and ruled in favor of his lover.
Yeah, but that's the conflict of interest we're talking about.
Mm. Okay, this one says, good morning. Mario from Bagada says, this woman has taken down two men, like
two
Delilah.
Two men.
Delilah no do reach like this. So.
Two
and the judge
men.
Is very unprofessional. How do you put your career on the line for something like this? Why don't you... You don't deny a man custody of his kids after collecting his wife. He didn't even give the man partial custody.
That one is bad.
It's unfortunate. But guys, that's where we have to leave it because we have something coming up in a few minutes. But don't worry, on the other side of the clock, we're going to be talking about why people really get married.
Mm.
Is it society? Is it pressure? Is it because you feel like you've come of age or what? We'll get to find out on the other side. But stay with us.
My brother, my brother, my brother, my brother. Mm-hmm. My brother, my pillar.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
I can't live alone in my villa.
All right, we're back. It's still What's Up Lagos, and we are talking marriage next because. It's Ladies Wednesday.
It is Ladies Wednesday.
So let me hear the ladies make some noise. What's up, Lagos? Okay. So I asked the question before we went on the break. Don't forget, we just finished talking about the judge, the wife, and the man, and the nine-month-old baby.
Hey.
Now let's talk about marriage in itself. Marriage. Now, we have a very fancy lady who's married and has got beautiful kids, so she's going to be the target.
Yes.
Why?
Of our conversation.
Because we are single Pringle.
Why am I the
target? We're single Pringles here. Single Pringle. I'm unbreakable like a Pringle, but anyway.
You are really unbreakable, Marianne. I agree with you.
Okay, so I'm interested in every Saturday we have weddings. Bella Naija is always showing us one person or the other and how
weddings.
They met on social media or they met through one friend or at some reception.
You see those pre-wedding photo shoots,
ooh, some of them are very steamy.
And they get really creative
steamy.
These days.
Those pre-wedding photo
steamy.
Shoots,
in fact,
like...
they even make a girl jealous, you know.
Does it make you jealous?
And I don't get
you
jealous.
You just be in your house and be saying, God, when?
No,
God,
well,
God when?
I don't say God, when. Because
I
know
when.
Even after
you
I
know
have
when?
Mine,
when I'm ready
I see,
now.
When I see those pre-wedding photo shoots, I'm like, God, when? I'm like, oh, wait, okay.
But
oh,
you
okay.
have wended.
Okay, exactly. I've been wended.
Anyway,
when.
So I'm curious as to why people get married. Are we getting married because of what we see on socials? Are we getting married because all our friends are married?
Mm.
Are we getting married because... your mother tells you every day, those people that are married, do they have two heads?
When are you leaving this house?
Or do your family members say, do you want to be that old auntie that is always single at every event? Single. So do you want to get married because it's been your lifelong dream? As a girl, when you played with your Barbie,
yeah,
you always wanted to see yourself with a prince. It's
in your Cinderella
girly
dress,
dream, you know?
Yeah.
But why do people get married? This is the conversation we're about to have now. And we want to hear from you, whether you're married, you're single, this conversation is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're married, why did you get married? Did you get married because you thought it was time? You knew it was time.
Mm-hmm.
Just as Adam, God knew that it was not good for a man to
be alone.
And he made a woman out of her rib,
oh.
or his ribs.
Mm.
I'm not a preacher. But... are we doing marriage, the marriage thing, because we want to hop on a bandwagon? Because you see... we have to get married or else you are left out. You know, you don't get invited to those family parties, to those cookouts.
Exactly.
You know, because you're single and you can't be part of married people's conversations. So, ladies and gentlemen, why do people get married?
Well...
why do you want to get married if you are single? Why do you want to get married? And if you're married, why did you get married? And why are you still married?
Married.
I don't say make you leave your husband and your wife. I just ask question. Eh?
Well...
and then I'm asking, is it just that we do this so we can satisfy society that says that you must be married?
Whoa.
I think it's more of society.
Or do you not want to be seen as a misfit?
I think,
Do you not just want to be seen as a misfit? Are you doing it for love or for comfort or for convenience?
Wow.
Let's talk.
Wow.
0700 993 993 993.
Like, do you want to tell us what really sparked this conversation in your mind before you came to the studio today?
It's just a conversation. I see a lot of things.
I got married for love. I love love. I fell in love.
Yes, sweet.
Marianne, why are you going to get married?
When will you marry?
This feta looks like somebody that they have served breakfast like so many times that this whole love thing, she's not feeling it.
Feta. No, tell us now. Let's start from you. The phone line actually.
Have you been served breakfast?
Last. Everybody, get your breakfast.
I will not chop. I reject it.
Not you though. But I mean, one way or the other. The breakfast cannot definitely be from the man all the time now. Sometimes it could be life who serve you breakfast. It could be whatever, anything.
Feta, stick to love.
Lines are buzzing anyway. Can we take the call?
Let me put on my British cap.
Okay, please do that.
Feta. Exactly.
Why did you leave your ex?
My ex. What is an ex?
Were you exed by your ex?
How do you even know she has an ex?
That's the thing.
Man, I'm fearing you. I am fearing you.
Stereotyping.
How do you know? But we could tell.
I can tell.
Of the way you just excluded this love conversation.
She's being very evasive.
Yeah, she is.
Very, very evasive.
I just feel like we should take the phone call.
All right, let's take your thoughts and your comments. Join the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Okay, we lost that one. Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
What's up, Lagos? What's the passport?
Yeah! Chess to life!
Chess to life! All right, go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Funke. I'm calling from Surulere.
Hi, Funke. So, are you married or are you single?
I'm married.
Excuse me, ma. You are saying the MMM. Are you not sure that you are married to uncle?
Okay,
I'm very sure.
Okay.
All right, so tell us why you got married in the first place.
So for starters, people get married for different reasons.
Exactly.
Okay. I'd like to start off with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But when I got married, it was expected that after uni, mm-hmm. My parents expected that after uni, the next thing is to get married.
Mm. Wows.
That was when I got married. It was expected of us, our own generation. After uni, then your parents will start talking about, oh, yeah,
yeah.
Go and bring your husband, this, that, and the other.
That's
so
true,
for me, I felt a bit pressurized into marriage.
Hmm.
But can you say you've been lucky with marriage, even though you were pressured into it?
I've not been lucky at all.
Oh, dear.
To be quite honest with you, my marriage ended about 10 years ago.
Oh.
Yes. So I am a divorcee. Oh, I cannot say that it was not a happy marriage at all. Oh. In fact, it did not last.
Wow. I want to push you further, but I don't want to put your business out there. But thank you so much for calling us, and we appreciate your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you.
She mentioned pressure.
Yeah, because you see, I want to feel the pulse of people, because we all get married for different reasons.
Yeah,
people marry for convenience. I might get to that point where just get married for convenience
too.
Some people married because they want to have kids, but now the world has turned in a way that you don't need to get married to have kids.
Yes,
and
definitely.
nobody really cares. Nobody looks at you or frowns at you anymore, except if your parents are preachers or something.
Some people really care.
I'm just saying it's not as bad as it used to be. Mm-hmm. And some people get married for love. They are so
exactly.
in love.
You fall in love. Love is good.
Nobody says it's not good. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
See, there's too many bad news about marriage. Let's just show some Cinderella.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, check to life.
All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tunde.
Your name is what?
Tunde.
Hi, Tunde.
I'm good.
All right, great. Are you married or you're single?
I'm married.
Nice.
Okay, Tunde, why did you get married?
Yeah, I got married because marriage makes me a responsible man. It makes me a good Nigerian, a good citizen, and a responsible person. So, I struggled to get married.
You struggled?
I struggled. Yeah, I struggle. I marry at age of 46.
Wow, it's not bad. That's not late.
Yeah.
So, but after being married, I discovered that marriage is a fake project.
What?
It's a fake project.
A fake project.
Why do you call it fake? Why?
95% of marriage we attended today are fake projects. So
how do you mean?
Did he say fake or fake?
What I mean is that fake. The people married for a reason, and after they married, another reason come out. We discovered a lot of things that they're not supposed to get married.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, to me, I
told my friend that went to marry that do a traditional marriage. Don't do a court marriage. Do a traditional.
Oh, I think we lost that call. I really wanted to know where he was going. I needed him to land. Because when he says fake, it means too many things.
And not do a court marriage.
It could also be that sometimes people are forced to get married. And in that process...
Why is he running from the courts, though?
I don't. But I want to go to where the point he's really making. I don't know if that's it. But he was trying to say that a person is this person when you marry them. And then marriage changes them. Hmm. Or they change after. But you know, I said something earlier today. A person is a person. That person doesn't change. Marriage enhances everything.
Amplifies. Mm.
It's something you had seen and you overlooked because you thought you were in love. We're caught and we're dating. Oh, I love him so much. I feel butterfly. Wait until he now starts keeping the toilet up.
Toilet
every day.
And you see pee
sprinkled everywhere.
But what if you're in a relationship with someone who does that? What you just mentioned. Is it not petty to leave the person because?
No, those things are deal breakers.
Yeah,
they are deal breakers.
I cannot live with a person who's dirty. Well, it's not happening. Please go.
They are deal breakers for people.
That's it. I cannot be cleaning up after you every other day and you're still making a mess. No, 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 no. So there are reasons why people break up, but let's not talk about the reasons yet.
I also think it's expectations. What you need to
build castles in the cloud.
Yeah, exactly.
We?
You need to limit your expectations. You don't marry somebody and expect the person to be everything you've read in a novel.
So we need to be realistic.
Exactly, with our expectations.
With our expectations. But yes. I think in his case, he probably feels like maybe, because again, how long did you court this person? How well do you know this person
exactly.
that you're getting married to?
You don't rush into it. You rush into it.
These are the things
out.
That will determine how long you're going to be able to spend with the person. Feta doesn't feel like she's part of this conversation.
Yes,
Feta
really
doesn't
do
like
not,
love.
Not that I don't like love, but you
you're
see,
gonna
the concept
tell us why
of
you checked
love
out.
Is so deep that people really don't really know how to explain themselves.
But God is love.
God is love. I mean, if people can actually have that mentality, I feel we will not be having this conversation
people
in the first
place.
People
are not God, Feta.
I'm
calm
just
down.
Saying, but we're not breaking God into this, right? But
why?
If you believe that you said God is love, I believe that too. But if people go into marriages having that at the back of their minds, do you think there'll be any cause for separation or petty things as this or that, what you can't live with? I mean, it's just
but
so
we're
deep.
Human, and that's what she said.
Maybe my thoughts are not really calculated right now because, like you said, I kind of don't want to. Because if we do it with me,
I'll get to you. Let's go back to the phone. I'm coming for you.
Let me just land. For me, I feel like majority of people who get married right now get married because of society. Not for the love that you're thinking about.
Whoa.
Not for that. Yeah. True.
Where did you get this statistic from?
Exactly. Let's use the word some before they come for us this morning.
I said some.
Saturdays.
You said majority.
Saturdays. Okay.
Let me not say, I'm sorry. Not majority.
Saturday.
Some people. I feel like majority actually makes
more
sense.
It's coming out.
Somebody,
that thing's coming
somebody
out.
Somebody did a number.
Yeah, on her. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
No.
Take it up a notch.
All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Shola. I'm somewhere in Kedja.
Hi, Shola. So, are you married? Are you single? Are you in
yes,
a complicated
I am.
One?
I'm married.
Oh, great. Tell us, why did you get married?
Okay. I got married because I love the idea of having a family, having a wife, and having children around my table. And just the idea of having a family.
The idea of having a family.
Just the idea. So,
I love the idea of having a family, having people around you.
Do you love your wife, though?
You're thinking like
me. Yes, I do. I love my wife.
Okay, I thought that was going to be the first thing you're going to say. I fell in love with my wife. We got married and we had a family.
I mean, you asked why I got married.
Well, you're being honest, though, so.
The reason why I wanted to settle down was because I love the idea. And when the right woman came, I married her. I love her.
Okay.
I
love
her. And you still love her?
Yes.
So, does the idea of having a family, is that what still fuels your marriage, the relationship you have with your wife and your children?
No. Of course, I love her. And of course, we have to build a family now. And I mean, we started dating. We didn't have a family then. We were just dating. And now we have a son. And we're expecting to have more children.
Okay. I want to ask one more question before I let you go.
Okay.
You know, at some point, it's just going to be you and her. When the kids are out of the picture, will you still feel the same way?
Yes. I've known my wife as a teenager at age 12 or so, and we didn't marry until we're in our 30s.
Mm. Okay.
So I wanted to say, the other time you mentioned, someone said something about somebody 30 and couldn't cope with the person. I used to be like that. I mean, I used to mess up the toilet seat. But she complained for a while, and later she started doing the cleaning herself. But because what she discovered is that this guy has some other attributes, good attributes, that this should not be enough reason. And because she does it herself now, I'm not conscious of it, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Good.
The place of love. So I think love overrides some of these faults that we see, and we say, okay, this person is doing this, or this person is that, and all.
Okay.
You understand?
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
I don't think it's love. I think it's compromise.
You know that love doesn't go a long way.
I don't think it's love.
Is what I am saying?
Love doesn't go a long way. In marriage, love after a while fades. That's
you
the truth.
Think?
I agree with
it's
you.
Not
yes.
I think.
Love doesn't sustain in marriage.
It's friendship.
It's not love that sustains.
It's commitment.
This Marianne is
it's
a very
a lot
smart
of
girl.
Things.
Yes.
Yeah, love is commitment.
No.
Love is friendship. Love is companionship. Love is.
Feta, don't worry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's different than what
we'll organize your thoughts on love later.
Okay.
Feta, she's married. You're not.
I know that.
Have you been married before?
I haven't been married before, okay. But I have parents.
When you do, let's have this conversation.
I have parents who are married, okay?
Okay, but I like what he said.
Yeah.
Now, what his wife did was that she, again, people know their capabilities.
Thank
she was
you.
Able to live with it.
Thank you.
Until he was able to change and amend his ways. There's some of us who cannot live with it. No matter how amazing you are.
People are different.
No, but he mentioned something about other good things that he has that kind
that's
of
that's what I'm saying.
That's where the compromise comes in. That's not
so
love.
She
was able to compromise in that situation.
Yes. Mm. And there's a lot of compromising to do in marriage. A lot more than you do when you're in relationship, because you know in your relationship you can pack your load and go.
Yes, marriage.
And say,
not
you know what, I'm not doing this today.
But are you
like
saying that if you are
but in
able,
marriage you're there, you can't go anywhere.
But if you're able, Fancy Nancy, if you're able to compromise on some level just mm-hmm. because you want to keep someone that you love, is that not still love?
But that's what we're saying.
How can you detach compromise from love at this point?
No, you're not getting the point. They fell in love. They got married.
Mm.
She did know he had some attributes she wasn't comfortable with, but she was ready to compromise.
Yes,
because
in that situation,
why was she able to compromise?
You think it's because of love?
Why do you think?
It gets
you
to a
don't
stage,
love your siblings. Do you want to stay married
exactly,
to them?
Exactly. Do you want to be with them all the time? It gets to a point in the marriage where the love doesn't hold the marriage.
It's friendship.
It's the friendship that holds the marriage.
So you don't love this person anymore. You don't feel anything for the person.
Do you have friends that you're not in love with?
I mean, I love my friends, but that's what I'm saying. See, let's take.
Are you in love?
Are you in love?
Are you in love?
Are you in love with your friends?
I feel like the concept of love is actually very.
It's vast. I get it.
No.
It's vast, but in a marriage, in a marriage situation,
love is not butterflies in your belly, and how he touches you.
There are days where you want to put the man's head through a wall. But you can't do that.
You love him, Mo. It doesn't take away from the fact that you love him, but you want to squeeze him.
Exactly.
Okay, check this, my theory. One time I was in school, I used to tell my friend, I would say, if you have a quarrel with your boyfriend and you can't sleep at night, because, I mean, he's your boyfriend. If you have a quarrel with me, you can sleep at night. Check your love. Check that theory. Do you think there's something wrong with it?
Are you? I don't want to use the word.
I'm just saying, but because love,
are you
for
having
me,
an in-love relationship with your girlfriend? Like your friend,
okay.
Are you?
I feel like love is love, right?
Feta, there
are different kinds of love.
Feta,
yeah.
Are you
oh,
in,
that's true.
Feta, are you in love,
love
with me? Look at me. Look into my eyes. Are you in love with me?
I love you.
0700 993 993 993. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Leo?
Yes! Cheers to life! I like his energy.
Cheers to life!
Good morning!
Good morning!
My name is Timilane, though.
Hi, Timilane. Nice name. I like Timilane.
Oh, I like it too.
Okay, are you married or are you single?
Okay, I'm married for 11. It will be 11 years this year.
Yay! Wow. Good job!
Congratulations!
Yeah.
So tell me, why did you get married? And are you still married for the same reason?
Okay, the truth about it is that I think getting married is just like every other project in life.
What?
We get into it before we realize what it is.
I agree.
Just like being a father is like a project. But when you will get into it is when we realize what it really is.
Good.
You cannot really know marriage outside it.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Dating, relationship, everything, all of them are learner. until you get into the marriage, that's when you understand the marriage.
Yeah.
So for me, I think that the first most important thing before you get married is to prepare yourself. Preparing yourself involves so much. The principle I work with my wife is, my goal is to always make you happy.
That's so sweet.
She also agrees that our goal is to always make me happy.
Lovely.
So, I tell you this. Marriage is one of the best things that has ever happened to me.
Oh, okay.
And if I am to marry again, I will marry the same woman.
You make me just want to fall in love.
I will do it again and again.
Okay.
But the truth is that it's not about love.
It's not just about love.
Because love is just a feeling. It's not every time I feel I love her now. But I have to always make her happy. There's a commitment. So whether I feel loved or unloved,
better take notes.
I am committed to a responsibility that this babe, I want to always make her happy.
That's it.
And amazingly, when children comes in, the old story changes in another chapter.
That is also a true test of that love that we all say we have.
Absolutely.
Well, we got to go, Timilane. I love that you're love and that you also understand that it goes beyond the love.
I like
and
ideas.
Of course, the commitment and the other relationships. We'll take a quick break. And when we return,
Let's Talk.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
What's up, Lagos? 11:30 on the clock. I'm Mariana Cohn, Feta, Fancy Nancy, in the studio.
Hola.
It's Ladies Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we're talking about marriage. Why do people get married? If you're married, why are you married? Why did you get into the relationship in the first place? The reason why you got married, is it that still the same reason why you are staying married, or has it changed? And what you envisaged as marriage when you started, is that really what it is today? Because you know what? My dad says something, and I've always held on to it. Marriage is a school that you never get to graduate from.
Never.
But you get your report card at the beginning.
You never get to graduate because you keep learning. See, you're living with somebody that isn't your brother, isn't your sister, doesn't have the kind of upbringing
that you had. So
home
two
training,
different backgrounds.
Call it whatever. Yeah, two different backgrounds completely. Sometimes you marry somebody from a different tribe. Sometimes you marry somebody from a different religion. Right? So you cannot expect them to think the way you think, to act the way you act, or to do anything according to your doctrines, like people say. This is why I say, you fall in love with somebody, you get married to the person, but I don't think the love sustains the marriage.
Yeah. Well, Fessa has a different idea about love, and she said...
Wow. Marianne, you have to do this.
She said that if love doesn't really cement the relationship and hold it together, take it out of the equation. Okay. Anyway.
Marianne.
Don't say.
Did men do to Fessa? She's been served so much breakfast.
I'm going to put out a PSA for Fetta. Somebody needs to grab her and love her.
No, you don't get me. That's no, the point.
Somebody's got to get you, baby.
Come
get her.
I love love.
We don't have to get Fetta.
Somebody has to get her,
You know the thing, Fancy Nancy, Marianne, you guys are getting all wrong. Oh. I love
and
love.
And somebody has to get you right now.
Son will find me. What I'm saying.
Somebody's on go.
Come on, let's go. One, two.
Somebody come get Fetta. Come get her and love her.
I'm going to get, no, I don't need someone to get, I love myself firstly. I mean, whatever love is good.
We know.
Yes,
you know.
But I am saying, no, because you're saying somebody's got to love me as if it's
so, is somebody not supposed to love
you? It will happen, right? I will be.
She wants to love herself.
Yeah, explain.
You're just lying
on this matter. Leave it.
If you're not going to let me talk, then we're not happy.
But you're talking.
But we did off your mic now.
Anyway, okay, let's go.
If you're just joining us, it's 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's WhatsApp Lagos, and we're talking marriage because it's Ladies Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I asked a question at the beginning of this conversation. Why do people get married? Why do you want to get married if you are not married? And if you are married, why did you get married? Is that still why you're married? And again, for those who get married, why do you do it? Is it just so we can satisfy society or so that you can fit in and not be left out on all of the nice, you know, holidays, couples, retreats, and all those fun things that married people do? Do you not just want to be seen as a misfit that maybe men... Maybe me, I don't know. Maybe it's village people.
They don't do smutting on your head.
Maybe. Wajoko.
Do smutting on your head.
What exactly is it? Are you doing it for love, for comfort, or for convenience? A lot of people marry for convenience.
Yeah, they do, though.
But somebody here on our WhatsApp says, I love this subject. I do not want to get married. I'm only 26. Only my closest friend knows this. I don't want to bring a child into this world. She says, no matter the money we have, the world is a terrible place for me already. I don't want to put a child through this misery. That's my reason for not wanting to get married. But then, it's only natural as humans to crave companionship.
This lady's coming from a very deep place.
Yeah.
Something has happened in her life for her to feel that she doesn't want to bring a child into...
No, but I have friends who are married, they're in love, but they don't want to have kids. And they're French. I love them. It's their personal decision.
So this is my personal thinking. Maybe I'm not saying this is what the situation is. I'm not a licensed psychologist anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when people go through some certain experiences in life, they don't want to see their children go through that. Probably she comes from a broken home, right? And she doesn't want to be in want her children to be in that same situation like she was, because it'd be painful for you to see your child feel the pain that you have felt, because you know how bad that was for you. You really don't want to see your child go through that. So maybe that's her situation. I'm not saying that's what it is, but maybe, right, that's what her situation is. And when you get married, what do you mean you don't want to have children? Like, well, some people do say that, okay, you just wants to be you and I, just us two. Like from that movie, you know the movie I'm talking about?
No, I just know the song.
There's the movie, the one with the lady that is very fashionable. Oh Lord, they even did a sequel that they went
Sex
to Dubai.
Sex and the City.
Exactly, that's that movie where
it was just them,
you and I, just us two, right?
And they loved each other till the end.
Yeah, they loved each other till the end. So some people are just like that. But in our society, in the Nigerian society, you both of you get married, so that it is your mother-in-law that will be visiting
society.
You every morning.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Society has a major role to play in our lives, especially we that come from this part of the world. The society plays a major, like some people that allow it. You know, it happens like that. Some people also, like when you don't have children, sometimes people think it's a medical issue. You're not having kids because you have maybe infertility issues and stuff like that.
And that one is just most recently.
It's your decision.
It is. Yeah. Adeleji Abdul Quadri here says, in my own perspective, I think marriage is a life contract which you can't just barge into.
Exactly.
People marry because of love and so many other reasons. But I think you need to marry to have a good family because you were given birth to, which generation shouldn't end up in you. That is, you need to have an offspring in order for you to share the love and supportiveness to each other.
Yeah. You see, on the show with Jimmy Dusey this morning, he asked the question, why should you marry your friend? And the lady answered, you marry your friend because when the love is no longer there, it's that friendship that sustains your relationship.
So love is a feeling. When the feeling goes away, right?
So like Marianne earlier said, the feeling flutters. There are some days when you feel like you love the person, and there are some days where you feel like I can't stand you today. It happens.
Hmm.
It happens in relationships. Yeah, it does happen.
Why does love gotta be a feeling though?
Because some days you wake up and you want to come to work, and some days you're like, oh no, I think I want to sleep in more today.
So mm-hmm. why does it look like friendship is greater than love?
Well, it is that friendship that will remind
friendship
you.
Friendship is not a feeling. Love is a feeling. Love can die. Friendship can die.
You said friendship can't die.
Because you're saying friendship will keep the relationship, the marriage going.
Yeah, because you guys were friends.
Marianne wants to say. Oh yeah, break the table.
No. Oh, I'm taking calls okay. right now. Let's go. 0700-993-993-993. Why do people get married? And if you are not married, do you want to get married and why? Join the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, that's
no, Auntie.
Laila is not in this place.
It's Ladies Wednesday.
We're binding.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, let's
good
go.
Morning.
No. Give us the password.
But you have
again
to give us the passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
It's What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, sister. How
okay,
you doing?
Okay, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Ishi.
All right, go ahead. Are you married? Are you single?
Yeah, I really, please, before I say something, I want to comment the other lady that said, how do you separate love from compromise? And she just said now, because that's what prompted me to call. Mm-hmm. Love is not a feeling.
Thank you.
She's so right. She has been trying to explain what she understands about love, the meaning of love, the misconception about love.
Mm.
We just describe love as this butterfly that flies in your tummy.
Tell us.
Relate God. If
love is not a feeling, what is love?
Then we can't relate love to God. We can't say God is love. If we all say all these things about love, when you get married, love does not sustain it. Love, that means God cannot sustain us. That is why we say God is love.
What's your definition of love if it's not a feeling?
Let me tell you, love is life itself. And when it's not for some people, it's because we do not really understand the meaning of love.
Please, even in educate
love,
us.
Friendship, if it's in love that there is respect, is in love that is submission, is in love is embedded, everything is embedded in love.
Mm.
But because of misconception we have about love, we think it's just this butterfly. When that feeling stops, then the love has stopped. If we truly sit down and understand your partner, it's because you love your partner that will make you. But for some people, because of their ego, because of their pride, because of their self-respect, for both male and female, they don't really evaluate what.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We lost that.
Wait,
call.
She never said what love is. If love is not a feeling, what is it? Is it an ideology?
Well, love should not be a feeling. It should not just stop at being the butterflies in your stomach.
Nobody was saying it's the butterflies in your stomach. Nobody also said that when the feeling stops, you stop loving the person. Nobody said that.
But then we had a heated conversation off the microphone because we were trying to let Feta out.
No, I really want to know what they think. Like, if you're saying love is not a feeling, then is it an ideology? No. Is it something you
love is a movement.
So, who are you, Marianne?
It's a movement. What is this?
Bring back our Marianne. Who is this movement?
Oh my God.
Love is a movement.
But I think I get her, though. I think I know what
of
she's
of course
trying.
You get her. You guys have the same school of
thought. So somebody says, what's up, Lagos? Marriage is instituted by God, our maker and creator and Lord. As Africans, it's normal, important, and essential that we get married. The two major religions, Muslim and Christianity, recognizes and accepts and believes in marriage. Traditional worshippers also acknowledge marriage. Like, as for Yoruba race now, there's a saying that, I cannot bite my tongue. Feta, please.
Help me. Okay, I'm not Yoruba, but I think I tried.
Okay, please have mercy on us. It means that there is no respect for a king without a wife. So we get married to stratify nature, get responsible, and get settled down. For example, now in Nigeria nowadays, if you have anything at all with or at any Nigerian police station, their first question will be, are you married? Is it good to get married? Well, it is good to get married. Okay. Ability to manage all that is met in marriage makes one responsible. So are you trying to say that as a single person, I'm not responsible?
No.
Because no. I'm just looking at his theory. And okay. I'm not attacking him. I'm questioning it. If you say a person is made responsible because he or she is married, I question that.
Okay.
Because there are so many single responsible people who are taking care of so many people, taking care of their businesses, running enterprises.
He's talking about issues.
And there, of course,
things that would make you just up and leave because, yeah, I don't know.
Marianne, I want to read this definition of love by Lester Levinson.
Come on.
He says that love is a feeling of givingness with no thought of receiving any return for it.
So it's selfless.
Exactly. It's a feeling. It's what you feel. It's not an ideology. It's not a concept.
It's a movement.
No.
Take me to court.
But you
join the conversation. Would like to hear your thoughts.
If you say ideology, it means it's a scam, though. Yeah, when you say ideology.
Because you guys, you and your friend couldn't define what it
no,
is.
No, come on. She's our
love
friend.
Love is a movement. Join the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello.
And we need to be specific because we're talking about love in a relationship, right? We're not talking about love in church.
Hello. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear.
What's the passcode?
Yeah. My name is Uncle Dede.
What is the passcode?
The passcode?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't understand what you mean by passcode.
It's what's up, Lagos, baby.
Oh, no, it's... Wait, what's up, Lagos, man?
Hey, I like that. Okay. All right, go ahead. Are you married? Yeah, are you single? What's your situation?
I'm married.
Okay.
The Bible says that it's not good for man to be alone. Uh-huh. And by extension, it's not good for woman to be alone.
All of us are not Christians, sir. Please.
I have your family members. Okay.
I'm just talking from my own point of view.
Okay.
On the general point of view, we need companion.
Mm-hmm.
No man is an island. Mm. If you're alone, you always have thoughts of negative things and the loneliness and all this will fill your body. But if you are too...
I like that.
All right, so please keep your thoughts very short. 1 minute, straight to the point. Mm. As soon as it's a minute, we'll cut you off. Please just go straight to the point. We don't want it to be that, you know, you get cut off for something. So put your thoughts together and come on. So the question still stands. Why do people get married? Do you get married for comfort, for convenience, to satisfy society, to fit in, mm-hmm. to not look like a misfit?
All these things.
Do you get married for love?
Yeah.
Do you get married for convenience, for money, for status?
I'm money part.
Why?
Come on.
Do you get married?
I heard somebody came on the show and was like, she wants to marry somebody that can give her at least three vacations.
Three cars.
It's not a bad aspiration.
It's not really quite much. Yeah,
imagine you and I, Cyprus.
But you see, I think that it's the reason why we have the slay queens, permit me to use that word loosely, saying, oh, I want to be a kept woman. I want my husband to do this. I want my husband to do that. If you're not bringing this and that, I'm not marrying you. I'm not also saying you should take anything less.
Mm.
But it's because of a very skewed narrative that's being sold on social media and a fake picture that's being painted that makes people think that, oh, it's this or nothing.
It's all rosy.
And so you end up at 50 saying,
you're very right.
What the hell happened?
You're still waiting for the four vacations. Four vacations.
You go to village for the vacation.
So you
friend.
Forget that. But you forget that, ladies. You forget that. It's a combination of two people working hard, putting money aside for those vacations. Did the man come to die for you?
I mean,
somebody has already died
some
for
some women feel that.
Mrs. Messiah.
You will die for me. You know, remember what he used to use that word there?
I will die for you. Does not mean. I will take a bullet for you.
Babe, I die for you.
But I cannot come and kill myself and die. Because
you say you will die in me before.
I'm trying to tell you how much I love
Marianne,
you.
Have you ever told someone you would die for them?
How? This Marianne that I know.
You can never tell. Oh,
this Maria that I know, die for somebody.
Look at me in the eye.
It's not
life
that.
Is sweet. I chop it with fork. Not spoon, not knife. I use fork to eat my life. I cannot come and die. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just live.
Turn off your radio.
Okay. So, why I'm calling is that why people get married, there are many reasons. I saw that for last
time. No. Why are you married? If you are married, why did you get married?
I got married because of love and companionship.
Okay.
But according to my conviction and belief, love and respect are the two factors that sustain the marriage.
Okay.
If you read, I'm a Christian, if you read at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you will see how the Bible defines love. So, both if you don't love somebody, there is no friendship. There is no friendship. So, it's love and respect that sustains the marriage.
Okay. All right. All right. 1 minute. Let's keep it at 1 minute, please. Quickly, drop your thoughts, and then we keep it moving. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Yes, tonight.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Daniel for me.
Daniel, go ahead. Are you married? Are you single? What's your situation?
Well, I'm single and.
Do you ever want to get married?
Yes, for love, for the right reasons.
Nice.
The right convictions.
I like that.
What are your right convictions?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I believe love is not a feeling you feel when you know the feeling you're feeling is a feeling you've never felt before.
16-year-old.
Yeah, I believe love is a commitment. Yes, it's giving yourself, giving your heart to someone and then you're not really expecting anything in return. It's selfless.
Fantastic. I like that.
It's tolerable. Yes, it tolerates itself. And then you see how things work out.
Nice.
I'm wondering, is there really still true love out there?
There is.
Today.
Mm-hmm. There is.
You're
true
coming
love.
To my side of the fence slowly. I'm here to receive
and
you.
And you're really telling us the truth now.
you are coming in.
I told you this big was set breakfast.
Anyway, let's go back to some of the messages that are coming in. We'll check Twitter in a bit. This one says, only one person understands what love is amongst you. Just as you can't define God, also you can't define love because God is love. Trust, compassion, selflessness, forgiveness, respect, etc. are all that made love love.
Talking about the ingredients of love, you're not talking about what love is.
This one says, King Sequemes from Festac says, what's up, Lagos? The best person to get married to is a person you know some of the demons already. Women grow in love and fall in it. Men get in love. Same way a woman has sex with who she wants while a man has sex with who he can.
Wow.
At the end, the woman marries who she... I'm sure you meant who's ready. While the man marries who he wants. Friendship builds connectivity, which sustains commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that keeps you together. There is no perfect woman or man. Love you ladies like Kilo Day.
I think that's what he meant.
Kilo Day.
Don't mind this typo. This what do you call it? Something correction.
Autocorrect.
Yeah. It just messes up with, you know, your messages. This one says, firstly, I'm not married at 26. I've always... Okay, I think you're the one who sent us that first message, not wanting to get married.
No.
Okay, he says, firstly, a beautiful morning from here. Tami Tokwa from Lekki Phase 1. I've been trying to call. Okay. I am not married. I've always unfolded my mom that... I'm sure you mean you've always told your mom...
Yeah.
That I'm not for any relationship or marriage because I'm always hot when a lady decides to move on. I'm sure you mean hurt.
Yeah.
Like, you feel hurt when somebody decides to move on. But what I observe is that most ladies are just looking for guys to pay bills.
Yeah, so he's been heartbroken.
This is why I ask, is there still true love? Because again, I go back to what I said. There's been a terrible narrative on social media.
About marriages.
On these funny podcasts that people talk about relationships and they say, oh, the man has to do this, has to buy me this. If he doesn't do this, I'm not marrying. And then when the tables are turned, and they ask you what you bring to the table, you flare up.
Mm-hmm.
You get angry and say, I'm the table.
I am the table. I am the table.
Well, I'm waiting for you. Come at me. This one says, I married because of...
Her shape.
What? I pray and hope the shape is still the same.
After she's had like 3 or 4. It's interesting how some women maintain their physique after they have had kids.
Some are really
like,
great at doing this. Some of them are really great at doing this. This one says, what do you mean by love is feeling? Example, if you are on the roadside, I do not feel anything for you. Should I care for you? No wonder that's why we're killing ourselves, because there's no love in us. Church love, relationship love, love is love, and it's one simple thing. Uncle, thank you very much for your message. This one says, people get married for the concept of sacrament. Ephesians 5:31-32. And that's why people marry today, mainly to please family, community, friends, and which ends up in a mess or experience various challenges.
Okay.
The primary end of marriage is the procreation and education of children.
If you marry because of societal pressures, your marriage probably won't do very well. Don't let anybody pressure you into doing something that you know you're not ready to.
I don't think Fancy Nancy got the last part of the message.
Say marriage is for progression
and education
of children.
When I saw sacrament, I know where the person was coming. I immediately, I know where the person is coming from.
But I like the different perspectives because it shows us how the world works.
There's a narrative. When the person said sacrament, I knew where the person was coming from. And I knew that procreation. That's why I ignored that procreation part.
Well, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Hello, everyone. I've been married for close to 30 years. Marriage is from God. He instituted it. I married for love, happiness, and friendship. Family is awesome. Today, my wife is my best friend.
I like that.
Love must not fail. It is what keeps the marriage. Love is kind, is patient, is forgiving. Marriage is beautiful. You ladies are missing it. Love is not a feeling. Love is life. Bye from Mushi. We gotta go. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. Oh, 'cause I can't afford you. It's time for us to say our goodbyes. We've been talking about love, marriage, and I think the major argument is why people get married. Why do people get married? Why did you get married? If you are still married, is it the reason why you stayed married? But then the conversation, you know, got to what love is. She says love is a feeling.
Yeah.
Feta says that love is not a feeling.
Okay.
I think that love is a movement. Love is what you make of it. If you decide that you want it to last, how do you feed that love to grow it? Because if it's just that butterfly in your stomach, it would fade away at some point. So what happens then? Marriage is beyond love. It's beyond love. I'm not married. I can't really speak to it, but I know that it's beyond love. But quickly, ladies, because we have to go.
I agree with you. Love is what you make of it. However you want to sustain the feeling, whatever you want to make of it, is what will sustain your relationship.
Yeah. All right. I believe that love is what you make of it too. Because if I start...
It's okay. But,
we'll have to unserve this breakfast. But my name is Mary Anna Cohn. I will be back tomorrow with What's Up, Ladies, and my beautiful ladies.
Okay.
Fancy Nancy, Feta, my pink Barbie.
Thank you, Lagos.
And of course, you can go follow me on social media, MIMIEYO on all my platforms. But Facebook is Mary Anna Duke Cohn. Have a good afternoon. Wami Madoni standing by with the news. I'll see you tomorrow.